My name is Katrina Miller-Walsey. I am a member of the Yakima Nation. My Indian name is Yatili Lawit, and with my job, I do a lot of storytelling, and we have done stories there from the Pushami storybook, and we do some about the beavers, the big frog, and these stories are of the landmarks that are within the Yakima Reservation or that we can see. And they're like, oh, that's where it came from. And so where we can see how the animals had made these landmarks. The first story I always like to do is called the Wish Push story. It's about two big beavers. And long ago, you know, the animal people were here before us. And so these two beavers, they didn't like each other very much. And they're looking around for what they're fighting about. You know, I don't know whether it be a girlfriend or a boyfriend or, you know. So these two beavers got in a fight, and it started in Cle'elum, and they were fighting, and they were just, you know, hitting each other, and their tails were going everywhere. And pretty soon, they made it all the way down to the Yakima Valley, and they made a river. And do you guys know what river that is? Yakima River. So that's how the Yakima River came down from Cle'elum, is because these two big beavers were fighting. And they weren't done fighting, and they came to the ridge. And so since they were fighting so much, they broke through that ridge and broke it through, and it made a gap. Do you guys know what gap that might be? Union Gap. And so that's the moral of this story, of how the Yakima River came to be and Union Gap. And when we do the skits, we, you know, dress the kids up in beavers, and we actually go down and fight around. And it's really good, because even where we're doing the skits to non-Indians, you know, the kids and even as the adults, they will hear, oh, you know, that's how Union Gap came. And so I always like to share these with, you know, the people, you know, of our community, or even the non-members too, and to show them that how important, you know, everything is to us, the mountains, the lakes, the streams, the animals. And I always try to incorporate that, you know, the animal people were here first, and they got the earth ready for us, and we got to be thankful for them, you know, just like the elk, you know, he's like, I'll give up my life, you know, for them, you know, they can, you know, eat me and use my hides for buckskin. And so usually all the time I wear my, you know, regalia, and I'll show them, you know, so it will clothe us, and we got to be thankful, you know, for the elk or for the salmon, you know, and the roots and the berries, you know, because like they say, the roots are, you know, our big sisters and our big brothers, and just everything we're thankful for, all the natural surroundings I'm thankful for, you know. There's also the one called the Big Frog, and he's a really big frog, and he was sitting there along the stream, just like, oh, you know, enjoying the sun. Pretty soon it started to rain, and he was like, oh no, I better jump in the stream before I get wet. And so he got ready to jump in the stream, but he jumped over the stream, and he made a big old hole, and the rainwater filled this hole, and that's how we got Charlie's Pond. And there is a Charlie's Pond on the Yakima Reservation. So that's always a fun one, because the kids could relate to Charlie's Pond down the road here. And, you know, our stories are, you know, I guess, you know, very, you know, handed down to how we, you know, discipline kids, or, you know, what things not to do. And they're even to the more, like, I guess you say, scary ones, you know, where they talk about, you know, the old witch, you know, she likes to eat children. And so that was a way so the kids wouldn't like to, you know, go outside and play around at dark time, you know, because, you know, they were scared.